South American weather continues to be the main driving force in the commodities right now, as we continue to see back and forth weather forecasts, especially for Argentina. Currently, we're looking at hot and dry conditions continuing for the next 7 days, or at least that's what the forecast is calling for, which will likely continue to decrease the potential size of Argentina's corn and soybean crop. We're also looking at rains continuing to fall up in the northern regions or in northern and central regions of Brazil, where they're trying to harvest soybeans. This will slow down harvest progress, and it will slow down the planting of the second safrinha corn crop, which is going to be could be beneficial to the U.S. Now, looking at Mato Grosso is the main region of concern at this point, but when you look at how big that country is and how significant it is to Brazil, it has a soybean production that's equivalent to Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana combined. So you can tell why it's having a little bit of movement as far as the market is concerned. The other, of course, is the looming threat of tariffs being placed against some of the U.S.'s biggest customers, especially when you look at Canada, Mexico, European Union, and China, all being threatened to have tariffs put on them by February 1st. Now, we continue to hear a little bit of difference of opinion coming from the administration. The Treasury Secretary is looking at more targeted, smaller tariffs, whereas the president's looking at bigger and more broad-based tariffs. The Treasury Secretary's method would likely cause no impact to the marketplace, where we would see a little bit of market impact if we went with the bigger broad-based tariffs. And that's going to be interesting just to see which direction we go. February 1st is the deadline, which is Saturday, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And biofuels also continues to be a main discussion point, especially now that a congresswoman from Texas has put in a bill to do away with the 45Z, which is the government subsidized side of the biofuels industry. That's going to be something to be looking at going forward as well.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.